Tawhida Nico is joining us, and you all know T. He's been such a wonderful advocate for Kaupapa Māori since retiring from professional life as a rugby league player. I've asked Tawhida if he might make comment on the returning to Aotearoa of James Fisher-Harris, a real coup for the Warriors, who are losing Adam Fanua-Blake, as we know, next year. But they've got a very able replacement in this young man who's, well, he's been playing over there since his teenage years in Penrith. He hails from Pauranga in the north, but he's very proudly Māori, and I'm picking that part of the reason he wanted to return home was so he could expose more of our Māori culture to his tamariki. Tawhida Nico joining us from Ohiniwai today. Tēnā koe, T. Thanks for joining us on the program again. Ngā mihi.
Ai, tēnā koe, reo mihi atu kia koe he ho. Te Māori e whānau. Yeah, real privilege, Dale. And like you said, what a fantastic coup to have James Fisher-Harris, the current captain of the Kiwis, the Golden Boot winner, three-time premiership winner with the Penrith Panthers, signing for the Wars for the next 4 years. What a coup that is, mate. That's absolutely fantastic. So news broke yesterday, Dale, around that signing, but I believe there's been a couple of weeks here where there's been a bit of a conversations between him and the Warriors. So, oh, what a fantastic. I think it's great for the Warriors, great for New Zealand Rugby League, but more importantly, I think great for James Fisher-Harris and being able to bring his whānau back to Aotearoa. And be able to bring his children up in this beautiful country of ours, Dale. Very privileged.
Yeah, he's a wonderful footballer on field, but he's also a very proud leader, and his work ethic and his approach to being a professional athlete without peer reminds me a bit of maybe Steve Kearney, who was a bit like that too. He just trained really hard and very focused on preparing for the next week. As soon as the game finishes, doing all the right things. He's a real powerhouse. What do you think has helped to develop him into being the best in his position?
Well, I think there's a number of things. When you go to Australia as a youngster, you know, bushy-eyed and white-tailed and getting over there and being in that environment, you know, it's taken them a little while, but they've really been able to develop him at a really good rate in terms of that stuff. So, yeah, it's been really, really exciting to see him develop into one of these great leaders.
Well, we saw that in the 30-0 win over Australia, his pride in our people, but also the way he led from the front. And I guess the flow-on effect to young emerging talent can't be understated here. When they see a guy who plays strong and professionally each time he pulls on the jersey, I can't help but go along for the ride with him. His impact on younger players, speak to that for a moment, please, Tawhida.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, James Fisher-Harris, when he came into camp last year and he got the opportunity to captain the Kiwis, you know, he's been a leader at the Penrith Panthers for many years now in terms of that, Dale, but I just think, you know, with his mana, what he's been able to do and those leadership skills that he does have, is really solidified. You know, he's a strong, silent type. He doesn't say much, but when he does say something, guys actually listen. And, you know, he's one of those guys that leads by his actions. But, you know, I'm very, very privileged to have known James with the Kiwis over the last couple of years. And I've just seen him grow into this fantastic leader. So coming back to play for the Warriors, you know, we've got Stacey Jones, who's the Kiwi coach now. So he's got a good relationship there. Webby was also at the Penrith Panthers for a couple of years, so he knows, you know, James very well too. So, you know, when you look at all those factors and wanting to come home and spend some time with his family back here in New Zealand, man, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be a great addition. Joey Manu off to Japanese rugby.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think, you know, a bit like Sonny Bill, he wanted to go and test himself, and Joey being, you know, one of our he's playing some outstanding football, you know, the last couple of weeks. He's been playing fullback for the Roosters, and we've seen him be outstanding in terms of the work that he's done. So, oh, mate, it's just, you know, Dale, rugby league's in a great position when you've got the Warriors selling out the stadium week in, week out. You've got, you know, the New Zealand Kiwis, after that great win last year. And we've got so many young players in the NRL now that the, you know, the pathway for them is absolutely fantastic. And last weekend, Dale, I was very privileged to be part of Te Aupiki Tanga, which was a Māori conference down in Rotorua. And it was all about Māori sports right across the board and how we can have pathways, how we can access funding. And that's for all sport for Māori. And, you know, setting up our own sporting entity to access funding to not only for our players, but pathways for coaches, referees, and the whole thing. So a very interesting conference and some really great buy-in from sports right across New Zealand for all of Māori.
Well, Sport New Zealand's headed by Raylene, isn't it, he Māori, Wahine? And I think it's appropriate that we do have a kaupapa like Te Aupiki Tanga. We haven't covered it, really, and probably should, so I'll seek some perspectives out there. You say it was a beneficial conference, or hui. What's the upshot of it? What do you sense is going to be the way forward as a result of coming together last week in Rotorua in this way?
Yeah, well, I think one of the main things was having a collective voice for Māori, by Māori, as Māori, Dale. And what does that look like? You know, currently we're, you know, New Zealand Sport have to go to High Performance Sport or Sport NZ. They have some Māori people in the team who are doing a great job. But one of the things that we're looking at now is what does that look like for Māori in terms of te ao Māori from a perspective? And there are many different models in terms of how that benefits Māori the best. But, you know, having that opportunity, and Jim Love was the initiator of this, Dale. I don't know if you've met Jim before, but he's been highly involved in this kaupapa, and it was a fantastic conference. So we had, you know, from Māori weightlifting to touch to rugby to league to all, and a whole lot of waka ama. You know, it involved a whole lot of different other sports where our people can have a voice. But, you know, we all seem to be doing that on the back of the socials, the barbecues, the sausage sizzles, when we're saying that we should have a bigger pool of funding allocated for Māori sports, and we decide what we need to do, how and what we need to do with that. So, you know, specifically for us, that's what we were looking at.
Tēnā koe. A couple of quick responses, please. If you don't know, Tauira lives on his whānau papakainga at a place called Ohine Wai, which you'll note on your left-hand side as you go through to Rahui Pōkeka, Huntly. And this is where the Sleepyhead Estate is being developed. They're taking their entire operation, which is not far from where I live, actually, in Otahuhu at the moment, and they're moving it there. In time, too, they're creating a sort of community of kaimahi as well. But they have been liaising with the local Māori community, Tauira included. Where are we at with Sleepyhead before we talk about ducks?
ducks even now, mate. Duck hunting season coming. No, so currently at the moment, the factory, stage one of the factory is being finished. So hopefully that will open later, probably June, July, maybe August, in terms of the factory, where they will be starting to process through the foam plant. And the next stage will be started to develop. But the big part around that is getting all this three water stuff all organised. And so that's where we currently are, Dale. The Turner family have been absolutely fantastic. We'll have some of our local boys who are working up in the factory in Otahu currently. They will be the workers in that place. And then the commercial and the residential build will be probably in the next 18 months to 2 years once the consenting process has been finalised for all that stuff. So, yeah, it's ticking along really well. Really excited about it because it will bring the opportunity for at least, you know, 600 to 700 jobs when it's fully operational, and possibly up to 1,200 houses in the Hinuai area. So it'll have parks, it'll have commercial, it'll have shops, and then it also will be having its own little community, Ohunawai, which will create jobs and economic activity for the local whānau in our region.
Tēnā koe. And finally, duck shooting season is coming up in a moment. You're an avid duck shooter because you like to have it in your freezer to share with your whānau. And tell us about that getting underway. Waikato, I think it's on the 4th of May.
Yes, this opening weekend, the 1st of May, a very family tradition for us, and a great time when me and my brothers all come together. We used to go duck hunting with our father and our uncles and everything else. Now we do the same thing with all our kids. So it's really about that whanaungatanga, Dale. We don't shoot as many ducks as what we used to. I think the younger ones like to consume alcohol after they've been shooting, but It's really about the whakapanaungatanga coming together. And over the last 2 or 3 years, I've developed some big duck ponds in the restoration project on our farm on the banks of the Waikato River, Lake Waikare, sorry. So, yeah, I was just out there this morning and seeing hundreds and hundreds of ducks fly out of the ponds when I went there. It was very, very pleasing because all the hard work that we've been doing in restoring our wetlands, planting natives, and now growing some Māori medicinal herbs and stuff is very exciting.
It's, you're doing some great mahi in and around your papakainga. And thanks very much at short notice for speaking about James Fisher Harris returning. As I say, he's a power ranger from Pōuringa, and he's going to be a really great addition to the Warriors campaign in 2025. Tawara Nico with us. Thanks, T. Really nice talking with you again.
Always all the best, Al. And go the Wild. Who they got this weekend? They play the Mighty Dragons, so it should be a good win for them. But all the best, Al. Always great talking to you. So mihi ki a koe e hoa.
Me koe hoki e te whanango. Tēnā koe, Tawara. Thanks so much. You're with Urban Māori Radio, Wāte 603. Ono, rau, mā, toru, te, e, re, re. Good to have you with us. Thanks. E hoa mā.